Community FM is a platform that champions diversity. Not all our programs reflect the views of the station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Kōrero with Karen. We'll start today's show before we get back into our part two interview with Selena Chan, Burn the Books, and we're going to start with a song called Coconut, classic. Might remember it if you've seen Reservoir Dogs, old movie from the 90s, Harry Nilsson, Coconut.
I bought a coconut, he bought it for the time. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this belly ache. I said, get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this bellyache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, drink and pour up, put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Ooh, 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 she called the doctor, woke him up. She called the doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, said, leave this bellyache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, now let me get this straight. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink and pour up. Put all the lime in the coconut, you drink and pour up. Put the lime in the coconut, you're such a silly woman. Coconut and drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, then you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both down. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Woo, ain't there nothing you can take? I say, woo, to relieve your belly ache. You say, oh, woo, ain't there nothing I can take? I say, woo, to relieve your belly ache.
Selena.
Good to be here, Karen.
So we'll crack straight into it and hopefully get the job done today, but let's not hold our breath. So let's start with, tell me a bit about the last librarian job you undertook. Describe a typical day's work.
Okay, I was at a school library, and this was at a primary school. So a typical day So in the mornings, before school starts, I'll be in there opening up the library, and children could come in if they wanted to and browse and have a look and hang out.
So that's about 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until I think lessons start around about 9. So it would be, yeah, they might bring their books back or they might borrow some things. And then classes would start, so they'd all be rushing off to class. And then I'd do my library admin things.
Yeah.
Sorting overdues and everything.
That's your little quiet time before the mad rush?
Before the mad rush of classes come in during their lesson times to have their library times, so they'd have their blocks of library time.
Yes.
And so the teachers would bring their classes and I would be helping them issue their books, or I might be reading a story or showing them how to use the library or look whatever they needed up. Maybe we would have an activity or a game. And then...
Lunchtime activities?
Lunchtime, well, that was a whole different story because it was not class time, so anyone could come in and use the library and hang out, and often not for reading books.
But did you find that it was like a space that provided a sense of peace and just a way? Because I know working in a school myself, it can get very noisy and intense. There's a lot of energies.
Well, you know, typical lunchtime, because all the children are playing at lunchtime.
Yeah.
And it's not like mornings where it's a bit quieter, where they come in drips and drabs. Mm. So lunchtime generally was a lot noisier and chaotic.
Yes.
But they would kind of seek out that place to be away from all the noise of the playground.
And then, of course, if they were seeking it out just for silly behaviours, you'd give them the boot. Yeah.
Yes,
quietly.
They could be the library bouncer as
well. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And because I, even as a teaching professional, I find sometimes just walking into that library, and if it's a librarian like yourself that like has certain values and expectations of behaviour, it's almost a place of serenity where you can almost just go, you know.
Well, there's no teachers on your back when it's lunchtime in the library. They tend to stay away and keep to the staff room or wherever.
Or their class, or yeah.
The children think, oh, okay, I can hang out at the library, I can be myself, I can...
Yeah, but you've had some really neat conversations during that time as well, where it's just,
open up in the library.
Yeah.
It's their space.
Awesome, man. Oh, well, that sounds like a full and busy day for you.
Yes, and didn't until the bell will close, end of school day.
Yeah.
But I know in some other school libraries, they even go after school and have their little homework.
Oh, yes. And does the librarian have to take charge of that, or is it an after-school
thing? I would guess
thing?
It would be the librarian, because it's the library, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how long did you work in this library, approximately?
Nearly 4 years.
Okay. Yeah. And if you wouldn't mind me asking, why was your employment here ended? If that's not too personal a question?
No.
Or you can keep it, like, well, not vague, but you know what I'm saying, you can keep the answer broad if you need to.
Well, okay, so I didn't expect it to end, but it did. So there was a lack of funding, basically.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's, in my opinion, not okay. But, hey, this show isn't about I do share my opinion a lot of the time, but this interview is not about my opinion. Okay, so lack of funding for a librarian in the school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel upon hearing this unfortunate news?
I was devastated.
Pretty obvious question, really.
I was pretty upset.
And was it a surprise? Were you thinking, how would such...
They had been hinting, especially state schools, yeah, you, as we know, there are shortages and teacher shortages and lack of classroom space, and the library tends to be that space where teachers have this idea they can, take over if there's no other classrooms.
Yeah, so okay. I have heard whispers of that happening, but I just... I didn't realise it was a real thing until your situation. So, as a teacher myself, I'm just I really value having a library and a librarian in a school. So I was shocked and disappointed, much like yourself. Mm. So I'm not sure if everyone feels that way in a school, but I certainly. Wow. So I'm right. I'm right there with you on that one, Selena.
I feel, rather than my feelings on it, what about the children's feelings? Oh, yeah. I just feel they lack that voice because they're only children.
That's very kind of you to think of the broader.
They don't like it.
Situation there, and it's easy to go, woe is me. But everyone. Mm. Suffers. So, what about the colleagues and students there? How were their feelings on losing a librarian?
I think everyone was a bit shocked because, you don't expect one, like the school librarian who's only the one librarian there, to just disappear.
No.
Like that.
So, it is a bit of a unusual situation, but I think it's sadly becoming more common.
It is quite common, sadly, especially primary schools.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the future holds for New Zealand school libraries after going through that?
Well, it's just been happening for quite a number of years. And so the future,
do you think it's bleak or rosy?
I don't want to be a doom and gloom person.
I know, because it's not your nature. I know.
I'd say it can only be turned around if we work to turn this around.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I decided to put this on air, because I think people need to know what is happening. I think a lot of people... I mean, even my husband, who lives with a teacher, lives, breathes, poor guy, even he was like, what?
Mm.
Why can they do that? Like, and he's a, tax-paying citizen, voting New Zealand citizen, originally from South Africa, but, and he was just like, that's ridiculous. Oh. But he's starting to see how things work here.
Yes.
And local and national libraries, do you think they are going to follow the way of schools, do you think?
Well, okay, they're a different kettle of fish. You meaning the public libraries? And
I guess any library,
library.
Public or national, what do you reckon the whole concept of lending books to the public and that the whole service
the
of
whole
it,
is big
it
picture.
What do you reckon for the future of that? I mean, is the school just the start, or because we're in the digital age now,
so there's all been that talk for many decades now of libraries will disappear and everything will be online, and it's always been what is it? Sword of Damocles over our heads.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yes, what happened with, say, video, even VHS, and then it went to DVD, and now it's all streaming.
And everything's online. We can't run our classes now without Wi-Fi, right from the roll through to, the bell. It's very, when the Wi-Fi's down, we're all kind of like stunned mullets going, and you'd be the same in the library, I imagine. Does your program run?
Yes, we have an automated library system, but the books are still there. They don't need batteries. They can still be read, even when there's no computers.
Yeah.
So, they are still valued and do need people looking up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing a literacy course at the moment, and just to talk about how online things are sort of becoming the way.
Yeah.
Everything, I've had to set up another account, three accounts, just for this one micro-credential.
Yeah.
Haven't even, no face-to-face, there's no face-to-face element at all. It's all Zooms, it's all online assessed. And I am an older student.
Well, you were brought up.
And I'm finding it all a bit weird. Like, I've had elements of courses that have been online, but also, yeah, and now, yeah, it's just different,
I feel that, so libraries aren't just books, okay? You've got to get it in your head that there are actually techie librarians who love the digital stuff, and they will put everything online because they want to share it with as many as possible. So it is an add-on and incorporate it into the library world, so it's a bit of both, actually.
Yeah.
So you do have to navigate.
We're going to have to think this through a bit and hopefully not lose all our wonderful librarians like you, but you've got some things in the pipeline, Selena, so praying for you and praying that, you know, some good fortune comes your way and maybe even a better job with where you can influence some lovely...
Oh, that would be
young
great.
Minds with books and, you know, wonderful things that you give to schools. So I appreciate you, and I'm sure many of our listeners out there do. And, you know, all the best. And thanks again for coming on. So, guys, it is now time for a little bit of music. Let's listen to some Supermode, Tell Me Why. We'll be right back.
Okay, guys, so we are going to finish off the show today with Psalm 147. And following that, we'll hear a song called I Like Big Books and I Cannot Lie by Josh Sundquist.
Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord.
So yeah, that was Psalm 147. So thank you very much for listening, everyone. I appreciate your time and your patience. Be sure to tune in next month. We'll be continuing on with our topic of wise woman healing. And of course, there will be some music in the mix, and time allowing, we'll be looking at what we need to be doing in the garden as well. But before we go, let's finish things off with a bit of a joke. I don't think I've ever thrown a joke in on this show, but I found one and I like it, so I'm going to share it with my folk out there. And also, don't forget, we're going to finish up with a song, and this song was selected by my dear friend Selena Chan. I like big books and I cannot lie. So be sure to not miss that one. So, yep, time for a joke. Let's be funny. You ready for this? Here we go. When does a horse talk? When he wants to. Be sure to share that joke, guys. It's a good one. Right, that's it from me. That's it from Karen for the month. Ka kite anō. Tune in next month. Love to you all. God bless.
Oh my gosh. Brittany, look at her books. They are so big. She looks like one of those nerds. But who understands all that literature anyway? I bet no guys talk to her because she looks like a total weirdo, okay? I mean, her books, they're just so long. I can't believe they're just so many pages. It's like, why? I mean, gross.
I I like big books and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with glasses on her face and a book bag on her waist, you look twice. That brain is nice because you notice her bag was stuffed full of the books she's reading. On Hunger Games she's feeding. Oh baby, I want to get with yous. Nothing books or pictures. Library Lady Jane Austen. Pride and Prejudice is so awesome. Hazel Lancaster on the day Augustus asked her. It would be hotter if there was an eighth Harry Potter. I've seen girls skimming, but they sure ain't winning. My girl's nerdy and smart, and she can read my heart. I'm tired of magazines, saying dumb girls are the thing. On any day you ask me, she gotta know Great Gatsby.
So nerd fighters, yeah, nerd fighters, yeah. Yeah. Girlfriend got the books,
heck yeah.
To read it, read, read it,
read it,
read it,
read it,
read them big old books.
Baby got books.
Baby got books. You have been listening to Kōrero with Karen. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to tune in to Planet FM at 104.6 every fourth Wednesday at 10 past 2 in the afternoon. Or check it out anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/Kōrero with Karen. That's Karen with a Y. Ka kite anō e hoa. We'll be right back.